Morning, everyone. Welcome to another Wednesday live. Welcome to another Wednesday devotional. For some of you, it'll be almost live. Today is 180 Wednesday as well. New Bible study begins in the chapel tonight. Bruce Londino will be teaching the book of Titus, I believe. 6 o'clock dinner is potluck tonight, so we'll see what people bring for the meal. Also, continuing of First Place for Health in the fireside room. And then this Sunday, of course, November 12th, our 9:30 traditional service and 11 o'clock contemporary. And we will honor veterans this weekend. So we continue the hard sayings of Jesus. And this morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 14:26, talking about the cost of discipleship. And this is one of those verses that if you compare scripture with scripture, it's not as hard of a saying as it initially appears. So Jesus says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, cannot be my disciple." That's pretty strong, isn't it? It seems on the first glance that Jesus is saying that we have to hate our own families if we're going to follow him. Now, it's interesting that in Matthew 10, Jesus talks about this as well. And he says here, a little different language, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy." So we see a comparison thing going on here, which is really, I believe, the intent in Luke as well. Because, for example, the book of 1 John says that we're not to hate anyone. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness, and so on. John, 1 John 2, 9 through 11. In fact, it says, if you hate, then you've been blinded by the darkness. The Wycliffe commentary has a couple thoughts on this. And again, the theme really is the cost of discipleship. If I'm really going to follow Jesus, am I really going to follow him wholeheartedly, or will I be devoted to something else more than my devotion to him? Wycliffe says, when it says hate your family more than Christ, it says Christ certainly was not commanding men to hate their own families. That is, in the sense of bearing them ill will or malice. This is strong language to indicate that devotion to one's family must take second place to our devotion to Jesus Christ. And of course, this is really what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, as a cross-reference to Luke 14, 26. Jesus often would talk about the cost of discipleship. He said, if you follow me, if you really follow me, people won't like you. In fact, they may hate you. And, you know, are you willing to follow me anyway? And so do we love anything else? Do we place anything above our love for Christ? That's the challenge to follow Christ and to be a true believer. The cost of discipleship is that we surrender everything at the foot of the cross. We embrace Jesus as our Lord and Savior, depending completely on him for our salvation, for our forgiveness, for our eternal life, and for our daily sustenance as he guides and directs our steps in this life journey. So something to think about. You might look at Luke 14, 26, and again, Matthew 10, verse 37. You can compare those and study that alongside of 1 John chapter 2. Father, we thank you for your word. Help us to understand the cost of true discipleship. Help us to follow you with our whole hearts, soul, mind, and strength. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Look forward to seeing some of you this evening, if you're able to come. Titus again begins in the chapel at 7 o'clock, dinner's at 6. First place for health in the fireside room, and then, of course, Sunday, 9:30 traditional and 11 o'clock contemporary. God bless you. Have a great week. Bye now.